The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yaakov Rappaport and is brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center.
Today's shiur is going to be in Daf Tzadi Zayin and Ksubis. I would like to discuss the topic, according to Halacha, mistakes and misrepresentations in real estate transactions. And I want to begin by starting off quoting a Halacha that the shoot, Kinyan Torah B'Halacha, brings down in Chelek Aleph, Simen Yud Daled, by Rav Horovitz. And he says over there that in a case in which an investor or a purchaser of real estate knows a fact that is unknown to the current owner. For example, say the purchaser of the real estate knows that currently they just passed a certain zoning rule that would make the real estate extremely valuable. Or the purchaser knows that there's a hospital nearby that already ruled that they'll be extending and making the property worth a lot more. Meaning the purchaser knows a fact in place right now that makes this land, this piece of real estate, quite valuable that the owner is unaware of. The owner doesn't know that piece of information. And we all know in business, information and knowledge is worth a lot of money. So this purchaser who knows this information that makes this land quite valuable goes over to the current landlord, the current owner of the real estate, and he makes an offer on the real estate, and he doesn't disclose that he knows this information. And he makes the purchase, and after the purchase, of course, the land is worth a lot more, and he flips it for a bigger value. And the old current owner of the real estate says, hey, that's not fair. If I would have known that there was a new zoning rule that made my building worth more money, if I would have known that the hospital is looking to expand, I would never have sold it at such a low ball price. That guy didn't reveal to me all the information he knows. And since he didn't tell me all the information he knows, that's why I sold it at a cheap price. Is that sale valid according to halacha? Now, first of all, in secular law, that's certainly permissive. In secular law, in fact, the only halacha is if the buyer tricked the seller, or if he made misrepresentations, he lied or he tricked. There's no lying and tricking here. It's over here information that I know. So certainly, according to secular law, it's good. The question is, in halacha, is it good or not? And the Kinyan Torah b'halacha says, according to our Gemara, that if such a sale takes place, the seller could retract. He can mevatel the mekach. Unbelievable. And the Kinyan Torah brings this point from our Gemara. Now, before we show this right from the Gemara, we could realize that this halacha from the Kinyan Torah is unbelievable. Because, from my knowledge, in most real estate transactions, that's exactly what takes place. The buyer knows something the seller doesn't know, and he doesn't tell the seller about that information, and that's why he's paying this price for it. Then he flips it and makes money. And it says the Kinyan Torah, and maybe I never saw it brought out in the Torah, that actually the seller can mevatel the mekach time and time again. And its proof is from our Gemara on Daf Amud Aleph. We know the Gemara says the famous case of the famine in Nahar Dor. And the Gemara says concerning the famine in Nahar Dor, in which everyone in the city sold their house to purchase wheat. And at the time of the sale, it was unknown to the community that there was already wheat in the vicinity. Right? The Gemara says there was a boat carrying wheat, and that boat carrying wheat was already in the city. It was hidden. No one saw that boat, but it was there. It was Arba Ba'akuli Havakaima, right? That's the famous Gemara. Arba Ba'akuli Havakaima. The boat was hidden, but the boat was there. And since the sale was made at the time there was a Arba Ba'akuli Hava, the boat was hidden, the sale is no good, says the Kinyan Torah, who had in Dor. In a case where we know there's a certain zoning rule already in place, so we know that a hospital is expanding according to their board decision, and it's here now, present, fact, in front of us, it's exactly analogous to Arba Ba'akuli Havakaima, and if no one knows about Arba Ba'akuli Havakaima, that's Mevatel the Mekach. Now this halacha happens to be a tsurais in the real estate flipping industry. And just to see what the halacha is in other transactions, let's just get a quick summary of how the Shulchan Aruch paskins. The Shulchan Aruch could be found in Simen Reish Zayin in Sif Gimel and Dalet, it's worth it to read before you take any endeavors in real estate flipping. And if we look in Sif Gimel, the Sif Gimel, the Mechaber says clearly that anyone who sells land, and at the time of the sale of the land, he's mefarish why he's selling it. He says, I'm selling this land for reason A or reason B. That's why I'm selling it. You know, I'm selling it because I think it's a great deal, and I think that, you know, I think this land, I think this, I have an assumption. It's based on an assumption. So the halacha is, if it's clear that it's, he says it's based on assumption, he says in mefarish, and the assumption is false, that the mekach is in fact batal. And that's our conclusion of the Gemara. Our conclusion in Zayin Amud Aleph says, v'hilchasa zavin v'lo yitzrich leizuzi hadar zvini. If a person says, I'm buying land for a certain reason, and that reason didn't play out, hadar zvini, the zvini goes back. So two pasins, the mechaber and simin, reish zayin, sif gimel. However, the mechaber says, if it's just based on a umdina in sif dalet, if avo hamoich is stam, if a guy sells it stam, and he's not mefarish, it's only belibo that he in fact wants to, it's only in his heart that he has a certain condition. So then the halacha is, devarim shebelev, enu devarim, it's not good, you have to do it mefarish. It has to be mefarish. So the rule is like this, the rule comes out that if it's a tanai, why he's selling it, he has to say it, devarim shebelev, enu devarim. But if the reason is a mistake, because it's here in front of us, ba'kuli arbahavi, Arba Bakuli Hava, so then that's Meshur Batal, that's the Gemara, right? It's not talk about it, it's right here. It's not that he's making an assumption, he's betting on something, he's making a mistake as now. Then for sure it's Batal, but the whole Shulchan Aruch and Sif Gimel Dalet are referring to cases in which a person wants something to happen in the future. He wants to move somewhere, he wants to buy something, to acquire something else. He wants to do something, but it's not that he's making a mistake, right? The Kinyan Teres Halacha, it's not a mistake, is talking about Arba Bakuli Hava. That's when there's a mistake being made. On the Mechaber and Reish Zayin, Gimel and Dalet, it's not talking about a mistake being made, but it's saying there's an assumption. If the assumption doesn't play out, then there's a difference. If you said a Beferish is Bittul Mekach, like our Gemara says, Namaskon Vilchus Zavin Velot Tzrich Lezuzi Adr Zvin, it's only Beferish. But if it doesn't play out, but it was only an Umdana, so then of course the Halacha is that Dvarim Shebelev Ein Dvarim. Now, interesting, the Ramah, this is what I want to discuss. A second tremendous halacha in flipping real estate. Rama says, "I iko umdeno de muchach nisbatal mechach." Meaning like this: even if umdenes cannot mevatal mechachs based upon a future assumption, that's only if that umdeno is not an umdeno muchach. But if the umdeno is in fact an umdeno muchach, so then it's mevatal mechach. Oh, that being said, let's bring a Pischei Tshuva down. This Pischei Tshuva is over here in Reish Zayin, in the Sifkat and Vav. And the Pischei Tshuva is extremely important for every real estate purchaser to know. What does the Pischei Tshuva say? What would be the halacha, let me ask everyone, what would be the halacha if I go ahead and I make a bid on a certain piece of real estate? And when I made my bid on a certain piece of real estate, during the negotiations, I told the seller, you know what, I'm paying a lot for this. I'm offering you a lot. Because you know why? Your land is really not worth that amount. Your land is worth peanuts. It has a minimal value. And I know because I'm an expert. And the seller is not sophisticated. He goes, you know what, I trust you. You know, you're telling me my land is not worth a lot. You're making me a great offer. Hey, I'm going to take it. This happens a lot. A lot of times you'll have a broker on your behalf, or you yourself will contact the seller and tell him, listen, I'm offering a lot because I want it for reason A, B, and C, but in reality, it's not worth that much. What happens if that statement is a lie? What happens if you lie? You're lying. Now, of course, Chas v'Shalom, you're not allowed to lie up here. But what happens if it happens that the person lies and he says the real estate doesn't have a value, but I'm willing to pay a lot for it, and that was a lie? Now, over there, there's an umdara de muchach l'choira, that the person who sold it based upon the facts that the buyer represented, that it's really worth less and he's agreeing a great deal. The question being, is that mevatel the mekach? Because again, the umdin muchach, we talked about in the mechaber, when a person sells something because he wants to go somewhere, he wants to buy something else, so then we say this world of Bittul Mekach. But the question being now, according to Pischei Tshuva poses, do we say Bittul Mekach in an oifen in which there's a misrepresentation of price. Because price is different than a fact that I'm going somewhere or I'm buying something. He made it based on a mistaken fact that the buyer misrepresented to the seller. Now, and in secular law, again, that's fine, and that happens every day, if not every 5 minutes. But the question in halacha is good. So the Piskei Tshuva brings a machloikis regarding this halacha. First of all, he brings the opinion of the Beis Ephraim and Shut Beis Ephraim and Choshe Mishpat, Simin Lamed, that had a response with the Nesivas HaMishpat. And over there, he discusses this halacha. Okay, over there he discusses this halacha. And he says that, and also the Chavis Yor and Simin Samech Tes also, he says that if such a thing happens, that also is a Mekach Tois. And that also is Bittel Mekach, because again says the Chavis Yair and the Beis Ephraim, says the Chavis Yair, that since it was an Umder Nemuchach, the seller did it based upon the buyer's evaluation of the property, that is the Ramoth Bittel Mekach and Siftal and Rish Zayin, and that's the halacha that is a Bittel Mekach. So that's a bomb halacha when you think about it. You think about it according to this Chavis Yair, Beis Ephraim, any time a broker goes over or a buyer goes over to a seller and confuses him to sell it at a low price, in a Beis Din he could be choizer. However, just to show the Shitas HaChokim, the Piskei Tshuva brings a Taz. The Taz could be found in Simin Shin Lamed Beis, Sif Dalid, and he says, no, a lie is never leads to Bittel Mekach, says the Taz. Says the Taz like this, listen to this. When do we say in Halacha over here? The whole concept of Bittel Mekach, that's only where no lies took place. It's a fact. I want to do something. I want to sell it for a certain assumption. But if someone lied to me, that's wrong. He's going to get punished. But that is not a fact. That's something that's not real in reality. And therefore, there's no Bittel Mekach. So, of course, we could probably do these type of things. Again, it's Sheker, we can't. But in Beis Din, it wouldn't be Hadar Zvini, if you will, due to the Shitas HaTaz.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.